So I'm still here with Xerxes. I really wanted him to be able to pinpoint and touch on this really important thing that he's saying about what he's been thinking on a lot the last few days that he wants to impart to you. I really feel like it's going to be imparted to you as he's sharing, no pressure. But just like take it in. Let that be something that you receive for your week or month or 10 years. Take it for a decade, whatever you need. Just let it fill you.
Yeah. I just going to elaborate on it a little more. Just like realize a couple things, that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. You know, no matter how introverted or isolated you feel, you're not alone. It's people that's going through same things or worse. So you're definitely not alone. And, you know, like, always find the good. Always find the good. You know, it's a lot of garbage out here, but it's also a lot of beauty. Mm-hmm. And if you're just looking at the garbage, yeah, it looks horrible. And it smells, exactly. But it's also beauty out there. A lot of beautiful things out there that you just have to just not take for granted. You know, just don't take it, like I know you said, nature. Nature's one thing that just... It's beautiful. Don't take that for granted.
Right.
You know, to go outside and see a beautiful sunset. Or sunrise. Either one. You know, take all that in. Like recently we had all the snow.
Oh yeah, we did. We had a lot, y'all.
Freezing.
I mean y'all. Yes, y'all.
Yeah. It was freezing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, we were actually below freezing for a while, and that's a big deal for Nashville. I know for a lot of you in Canada, Europe, anywhere else in the world where you get such cold weather that it's ridiculous. You could lose limbs like after 30 seconds. We know you guys get cold weather, but it was strange for Nashville to get that record low.
Was for that extended period of time too.
It was very weird and it was just bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like a couple days later it was in the 60s.
Right. No, it really was, y'all. That is Nashville. If you have a problem with winter or summer or spring or fall, just wait. Wait 2 weeks. Wait a month and it will shift.
It will.
In 1 week. It's really weird.
It will. I was like, man, between here and Denver, I don't know whose weather is worse.
It's Chicago with their wind, y'all. Don't play. It's just so unpredictable.
I think that's the thing. It's just so unpredictable.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the same with drummers. You got to be ready when certain things, if you lose a drumstick.
That's true. You always got to have the backup ready, and you have to be able to grab it and start playing right back in time like you never lost it. I've seen some very, very, very talented folks do that. Like, I'm like, man, how in the world? They lost their stick and they were still playing.
And you got to keep your tempo.
Slide down, grab one,
and
right back
timing.
Like they never left. I was like, man. And was I the only person looking at that? Or did somebody else witness that with me?
Right. You know,
like,
that's powerful.
Yeah, it is. Like, man, it's been amazing. Because I've met some really cool... I met Ella Mae's drummer. I met Lil Wayne's drummer.
Aww.
And they were amazing, but they were also
unique.
Totally different. And that's one thing like that you can do. Like you can, like I don't know. It seems like these days and time, everybody's trying to be like somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody's
chasing
that.
Instead of allowing themselves to be.
Yeah, just be you. Just be you. Trust me, you attract the right kind of people. You know, you.
It's
You'll
true.
Be a lot more happier.
Yes, true. It's true because you don't have to compare yourself because you're working on yourself.
Yeah.
And I will say, you're making a good point because Phil Collins and Will Champion, Will Champion is the drummer for Coldplay. He actually was in the band and then one of the new producers, this story, you should look it up. It's pretty interesting. They said, you guys need to cut your drummer because he's not like catching up fast enough. Like as they became more and more popular. But the irony is he played all these other instruments and he chose to be a drummer because the band needed a drummer. He's a singer. He plays guitar. He can play keys. It's like he took that on. But now he's like even better because he took that adversity, so to speak, because that's why Chris Martin to this day, if you ever watch an interview, he talks about it. He's like, no, because they were like, do you make more than the other guys? He's like, no, it's 25 between all of us. He was like, nope. He was like, I'm a front man, but that's all I am.
Right.
He was like, I need them. Like, I can write lyrics and do whatever, but it all passes through them. We do this together. And I think that is something that I will say that is different about the U.S. There's an individualistic kind of thing of like, how can I be the best? How can I be original but be exactly the same as everyone else? Like,
right.
So I think it's really important to realize that the team does matter. Like, healthy, trustworthy people, but you have to have that connectedness. Because anyway, that's it. But I love Phil Collins. I love World Champion. And I love that you mentioned these other drummers because it's like, they are all unique. Like, there might be techniques that you guys all know, but then there's this beauty to saying, no, I know who that is. Like, I hear that. Like, I'm like, and that's how Kareem Bailey Ray's drummer, there's a lot of times she may have multiple drummers, but I'm always like, oh my gosh, like, there's a distinct sound. It sounds like somebody's skipping down the street. I'm like, what? I was like, what are you doing right now? That's amazing.
Right.
So anyway,
right.
But
right.
Yeah, you saying you're not alone.
Yeah. Just not alone, and it's more people. It's more people like you than you know. You know, and you don't have to try to chase, you know, being the thing or the fad
right.
or whatever that is.
Because it's gonna shift, it's and gonna then you're shift. Not gonna be again. You're still gonna be searching for something because you haven't found yourself.
Yep.
You haven't
and,
allowed
and it
yourself.
Shows. And it shows.
It does show.
And it shows.
It does show.
So
it just, does come up to the surface.
Yep, just remember that. That was just one thing that, like I said, it was just on my heart. I just felt like I needed to put that out there. Just, you know.
Take that for your two decades.
For real. Be you.
Be you. Be you.
For sure.
Yeah, that's powerful. Thank you so much, Xerxes. I know you guys were wanting Xerxes to come back, and we've just been living life, and that's okay. But we will, I can't even make a promise to y'all. But Xerxes will be back.
That's
look,
right.
That's still
that's
a
right.
promise. But,
that's
like,
right.
I can't
yeah,
help it.
It's going to happen.
We
got to
do this because we're kindred
back.
Spirits. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we'll always make it back.
Thank you so much. This is such an honor. And, again, we, as in the nations and me, we're so grateful that you're always coming in, bringing it in. 100%. Y'all see it. Y'all see
it.
100%.
Start at 100.
Well, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thank you for having me, too.
Definitely.
Yes.